This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a result of flooding in North Carolina, more reaction to Donald Trump on the campaign trail as we get closer and closer, ladies and gentlemen, to that day that we elect a president. A little faux pas by the Trumpster today. He urged everyone to go out and vote and to make sure that they did that on November 28th. Kate Delaney, ATN, and that's where we stand, looking at this nation and what the buzz is across the land still continues to be, of course, this presidential year. I said the debates would really level everything and would be the whole enchilada because so many eyes would be on what was happening in and out of Washington, D.C., who is stumping for whom and who has jumped off the campaign trail for Donald Trump, especially. That is the bigger news. Joining us now, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So nobody's in Washington now. I shouldn't say nobody, because it's the lame duck session, that doesn't mean nobody's in Washington. But really, traditionally, this is where you are stumping for yourself, stumping for the presidential candidate. And you know all the talk has been about who's bailing on Donald Trump and the biggest, Paul Ryan. What's been the reaction to Ryan jumping ship?
Well, the biggest reaction has come from Donald Trump himself, who did not take this news kindly. He went on a bit of a tweet storm this morning saying that Ryan was an ineffective leader, saying that, essentially he will have to teach House Republicans how to win if elected president, and just not really giving the graceful exit for Ryan that, a lot of people, I guess, weren't expecting, but would be expected in sort of a traditional campaign year if you were caught on tape saying the things that Trump said. He also said tonight during a rally in Florida that he does not expect Paul Ryan to be Speaker of the House if he is elected president, saying that he thinks that he may be doing better in a different position. So kind of a thinly veiled threat there to challenge his role as Speaker of the House. Something that was actually reflected by Stephen Bannon, one of the top aides on Trump's campaign, the guy who used to run Breitbart News, who has been somebody who has been targeting Paul Ryan for quite some time now. His news site went after him pretty heavily, endorsed the candidate who was trying to take him down in his primary, and was just no friend to him as well. So this is what Trump is referring to as the unshackling, saying that he's no longer shackled by the Republican Party or the interest of it, and is just kind of going rogue and kind of carrying out a scorched earth campaign.
Yeah, no kidding. And the next debate, what can you tell us about the next debate? Chris Wallace, right? He's the moderator.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be taking place in Las Vegas. This is going to be taking place on, I believe, the 19th, and this should be pretty interesting. Trump has said that he is going to be attending this. There was some, doubt previously after the last debate, considering how hard he went after the moderators and that he could make a case that, he was not being treated fairly by the media and whatnot. But that's likely not going to take place this time around, considering that this is Chris Wallace, the one moderator who is considered to be, perhaps not in Trump's corner, since, Chris Wallace is a pretty strongly respected journalist, but obviously comes from a network that is generally kinder to Donald Trump than the rest of them, kind of gives him a fairer shake in his eyes. And this is going to be, pretty interesting. This will be the final debate that we're going to see between them. And judging from what we saw last time around, Trump is really just going on the attack. Last time around, he introduced the women of Bill Clinton. He then threatened to jail Hillary Clinton, something that wiped away what would have been the big story of Trump actually going after the Clinton marriage. So I can imagine that it's probably going to be just as aggressive as last time, if not more so.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, the whole email thing with Hillary Clinton that she certainly is not going to shake. Trump had something to say about it. He said it's collusion and corruption of the highest order. So that's what he's really pushing as he's out there now in these last few weeks. And he's saying we have to investigate the investigation of the Clinton emails. And none of that's going on, right? This thing's been effectively dumped from that point of view.
Well, and also the email that he's referencing doesn't actually have anything to do with the email investigation. There was a lot of hoopla made by the Trump campaign between a communication between the DOJ and Brian Fallon, the press secretary for Hillary Clinton, who used to work for the Department of Justice. But this was actually in regards to a FOIA request coming from Vice News and a subsequent lawsuit that ordered the release of Clinton's emails. This was not the email investigation itself. So therefore, just doesn't necessarily fall into what Donald Trump was describing. But either way, perception oftentimes, Trump's reality, if you pardon the pun. And in this situation, it has become Trump's reality.
No kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So you heard Justin say there the 19th, of course, Chris Wallace. That's the next debate. It will be different. It's a different format. You know, it's not that whole thing again where you've got two moderators, which does make a difference, and the town hall style, which that really didn't do much. It's interesting, too, because Trump, in the sense that Trump normally, that is what he's doing when he's out there campaigning. That's what you see him do in handling people and whatnot. But in looking at this debate a couple of days ago, it seems as though, at least poll-wise, Hillary Clinton is the one who's picking up a lot of the points. She's got a 9-point lead over Trump in Virginia. She's got, in other polls, big leads as well, up over 5% and 6%. But I still think you got to wait till you get closer. I really do believe it is absolutely a coin toss. Now, Glenn Beck came out and he said, I considered voting for Hillary. He said, Donald Trump is so unstable, so dangerous, that it's crossed my mind. Wow. I mean, that is almost nuclear when you hear a guy like Glenn Beck not saying that he would go for Donald Trump and saying that he has to consider voting for Hillary Clinton. You know, this is the thing. Would really anybody who is an absolute lifelong conservative, somebody who votes for whoever the party is, would they really, really, really turn and vote for Hillary Clinton? In an interview on Vice News, that's what Glenn Beck said. He said, I'll tell you, it's crossed my mind. And to vote for Hillary, it's crossed my mind. I think Donald Trump is just that dangerous. I can't do it because she's just a horse of a different color, he said. She said he never considered voting for Trump, though. And he said he would vote for Daryl Castle, the Constitution Party president nominee. He said that if the consequence of standing against Trump and for principles is indeed the election of Hillary Clinton, so be it. At least it is a moral, ethical choice. So he says, if you vote for Donald Trump, it's unethical. It's immoral. Do you feel that way? 855-266-5283. Let me throw those digits at you. 855-266-5283. Meet you over the fence.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, good news. We've got a quick sports zipper to throw in here for you. Some breaking news. The breaking news is this. The Cubs win. Let me say this again. The Cubs win 6-5. They put away San Francisco. So they win their series 3-1. A 4-run rally in the 9th inning made the difference to squelch the Giants' mojo to return to the National League Championship Series with that win. So congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They move on in the playoffs, and we'll see how far that goes. But, wow, that's pretty big. All right, here's another quick sports note, because coming up, of course, in our next hour at the in the last segment, we'll do our Nail the Score segment. That means you, all of you listening to me right now, seriously, you should jump in on this. Why? Because it's like playing the lottery for free. Last segment of the next hour, Nail the Score, whatever the game of the week is in the NFL, and it could be any game, it doesn't matter. You just tell us what team wins and what the final score is going to be. So if you don't know football, it doesn't matter. If you do know football, it doesn't matter. You're picking teams and giving us a number. So speaking of football, the 49ers are going to start Colin Kaepernick at quarterback. They're going to bench Blaine Gabbert. Wow, huge news. Kaepernick has the number one selling jersey in the NFL. Why? Partially because he's taken a knee. He's not standing for the national anthem. He's protesting what he says is the way black men are treated in this country, and he's referring to some of the shootings that have happened. So that's huge news, because I'm wondering what the reaction will be. Gabbert has done nothing for the 49ers, and Chip Kelly said that he would pull the trigger and go to his backup quarterback if that were the case. So that's what's going to happen. I wonder if there's going to be any protests, because just as many people who are backing Kaepernick, there are many people who are not, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said this was okay, great, you protested, I'm all for freedom of speech, all that, but it's enough is enough already. All right, so you can throw your two cents in on that, certainly. The debate, what Glenn Beck has to say, any of that. Let me throw out the digits again. 855-266-5283. I'm going to do it in reverse. 3825, no. My crazy dyslexia for numbers, that would really confuse all of you. I'll say it again. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to David in California. Hi, David. How are you?
Well, hi, Kate. I'm glad you did the sports coverage there. Since you were talking about our city twice there, it is noticeably quiet in the Mission. And I've been down here probably for the last three times that we got in the series, got in the playoffs, and enormous driving through town. In fact, I'm down in the Mission, and the old-fashioned cars, the lowriders, they would parade around here in regal splendor, let's say, every time we got in the playoffs or the series or won the series. So, it's noticeably quiet in the Mission tonight. But regarding Kaepernick, he's admired. San Francisco has got a real problem with these police shootings. I don't want to, take the time tonight to talk about a kid named Kenneth Harding, but he was shot in the back by three cops as he's running away from not paying $2.
I know. I know that story, yeah.
Yeah, horrible business. And they tried to claim he was a runaway fugitive and a murderer and everything else. And but it was all over $2 and whether he sneaked onto a bus without paying fare. So Kaepernick is well admired out here. You know what I was interested in though is the fear industry. And you know, as we look at the election, basically we're trapped. Ever since 9/11, the Patriot Act has created top-secret budgets, and that flies in the face of what America was supposed to be, taxation with representation, that we, the people, get to decide how our taxes are being spent. Well, if these guys are coming up with top-secret budgets, not only for top-secret weapons, but top-secret wars, wars that aren't even declared, and they're handing out arsenals to the police forces who are killing kids for not paying $2 on a bus, there's something wrong with that. So I'm really bugged by the way this election season is going. I'm personally a Green Party member, so I'll vote for
the ceremony in Norfolk, Virginia, and they read the names of the people that were killed. Some very, very young sailors were part of the group. Just where they were on the ship, that's whether they survived or not. And it was just absolutely terrible when that attack happened. And I even remember, I remember getting an email about it. I'm thinking, wow, here we go. You gotta be kidding. I mean, this is awful. Awful, awful, awful. So, as we think about what's going on in Yemen, and we've got this naval ship and what they're doing, you remember back to the USS Cole and how sad that was. I said we would hopscotch in a couple of different directions. And the Arizona sheriff, who was a guest on the show a very, very long time ago, Sheriff Joe, the U.S. Department, Justice Department, announced that they're going to file a criminal contempt of court charge against the longtime sheriff less than a month before the elections, when he's seeking a seventh term in office. So it's funny. This is a guy who you either love or you despise because of how he decided a long time ago, actually, that he was not going to stand for what was happening, for what he was seeing. You know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he says he has to fight, because if he doesn't fight, who's going to fight for the people? So some of what he did, like I mentioned, was either an attaboy or, wow, this guy is so wrong about this. So they say they're going to pursue a criminal contempt charge against the Maricopa County Sheriff. And the reason specifically for defying orders to halt the immigration enforcement operations that made him, you know, the lightning rod. They say he could spend 6 months in jail. What would 6 months in jail be like for Sheriff Joe? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is kind of unprecedented almost. I mean, prosecutors endorsed a federal judge findings that he intentionally violated the judge's order. But we haven't seen anything like this. The sheriff's saying this is politically motivated because this is early voting. He's running for his seventh term. He said, I haven't done anything wrong. And that makes people like him even more, although there are people that don't like him, and most of them are people who had family members who were tossed across the border. So there are people protesting. There are anti-Maricopa County Sheriff Joe protests going on. But as polarizing as he is, I think there's still more pro-Joe. Here's what I got to say. You got to admire somebody who believes to the umpth degree that he is doing the right thing, and he's willing to take the consequences no matter what. Like, hey, I'm 84. Let me bag this career and go blue fishing. Let me go get on a boat. Let me kick my heels up. That's not Sheriff Joe. He was on, and when we talked to him, he was that way. He's been on a mission to do whatever he can to ensure that a lot of these drugs, a lot of the prostitution, a lot of the human trafficking, that was not going to happen on his watch. He was going to cut back and do whatever he could to get rid of the bad element coming across the border. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, we check the mail. Ooh, the mailbag is full. Plus, you can still weigh in, 855-266-5283.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
With me, Kate Delaney, and we'll jump back on the campaign trail, give you some of the highlights on the day. Wow, we're less than 30 days to we elect another president, somebody else filling the rooms in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But who, oh, who will that be? So on that note, let's turn and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
As we check the mail, we see this one from Allie, who says, "Hi, Kate. I just have to tell you, I cannot believe the nonsense that's going on with Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Dan in Texas and Grimm and others that try to defend him. He is a scumbag, Kate, and I know that you know that, and you know that it's not locker room talk as someone who's covered a locker room. And listen, I believe in freedom of choice, and I think everybody's free to vote for Donald Trump if they want to, but this is not a classy, great man. Let's be clear about that." Now they're saying that two women are saying that he touched them inappropriately. Trump's denying that, blah, blah, blah. There's an ex-beauty contestant saying Trump waltzed in where they were naked. Well, we know he told Billy Bush that he did that. So, well, here's the thing. Class or crass? You know, you decide. What do you think? Crass or class? I mean, the deal is, if I'm his aide, if I am Kellyanne Conway, I'm getting off of this as fast as I can. And I'm saying no tweets at 3 a.m. saying that this woman did this or that person did this or whatever. I mean, I said this a long time ago. What is it that you think and value in a president? What is it you, what is it you, that you would hold up? What are the three criteria in your head to a good leader, a great president? No one's 100%, so there's nobody on this planet that could fill that position that we would all agree on. There's no way. And then you could go down party lines, so that would even create more reasons why we wouldn't agree on who the leader of the free world is going to be. You know, right? We wouldn't. And I just can't believe, I mean, for me, I just can't believe, but this is how it is, that this is the situation we're in, that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, that Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, that we're talking about who did worse things, and he said, she said, and I mean, it just seems so crazy to me when there's so many, I think there's so many brilliant people in this country. And maybe nobody wants to run for that gig because of what happens. But this is who's standing. This is who is running. This is who's gotten this far. And that's how we run our processes. So more on Trump. How about this? I got this one from Jake in Austin. Yo, Kate, I just got such a chuckle when I saw the story that Donald Trump wanted OJ on Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know if you saw that or not, but they said NBC went totally crazy when they thought about the OJ situation. And I thought about you interviewing OJ Simpson. I did interview OJ Simpson, and trust me, I was very concerned about when I did it. This was right before he went to jail, 2007, and met him. They were trying to set up the interview with him, and I said, listen, I'm going to ask you all the same questions. And he said, well, Katie Couric and everybody else asked me, so you can ask me the same questions. I mean, so the bottom line is a lightning rod for opinion, O.J. Simpson. So you think NBC. The proposal was shot down by NBC at the time. This was 2008. They released a statement saying NBC reps have never considered O.J. Simpson for the next season of The Apprentice, nor will. But in interviews on TV and radio, Trump talked about he wanted Simpson to be on the show. You know, Trump said he wanted him. He said, but they went crazy. He said he was friendly and played golf with OJ before the murder trial. He abandoned him when he realized he killed his wife. That's what Trump said. And then Howard Stern asked him, why would you put him on the apprentice if you say that he killed his wife? And he said, well, you know, in your business, there's a thing called ratings. And you can come up with a cure for cancer. I found out a lot about your business because, hey, I'm the biggest star. I'm now the biggest star, so I know that if you come up with a cure for cancer and if you put it on and if it doesn't get ratings, they will not broadcast it. So I know this, if I put OJ on, huge ratings. But that didn't happen. And of course not, because there is no way that they would have ever allowed that to happen. So yes, I did see it. And a few people even asked me to weigh in on it, and there you go. All right, how about this? It seems like we're going down the kind of celebrity pass here. Amy sends me a note from Iowa. Kate, the story about Janet Jackson probably lost in all of the political back and forth, but did you see the story about Janet Jackson being pregnant at the age of 50? Yes, I did see that story. I guess she, you know, people were speculating that had seen her in Atlanta, that she was pregnant, and she said she feels blessed, and it's fantastic, and yes, it is true. She is pregnant. There was a lot of speculation about that she was. And now you can see clearly she tweeted out pictures and whatnot, and she is married to a billionaire. So she said she was halting her concert tour for personal reasons, and she was keeping a low profile, I suppose, to make sure that she was okay, you know, the pregnancy was okay. And once it was, she decided she would, and people were starting to speculate, she decided she would answer the questions. It's unbelievable what they can do these days. So, yes, she's not the first. In fact, we had on this show, we had somebody, I think, I want to say she was like 51 or 52. She came on the show, and she's been on the show a few times, and she had twins at like 52. Yeah. All right, so we move on to yet another email. This one comes to us from Devin, and Devin says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me or not. We met once a long time ago. You were very gracious. You were in Washington, D.C., and we talked about the show a little bit, and I have been a faithful follower ever since then. I was wondering as to what you think will happen to the people in Haiti after the devastation of Matthew. Because of what's happened here in the United States, I think that some of that gets lost as far as Haiti is concerned." Well, you know, the death toll, the official death toll, reports are saying it's like close to 900. The official list is at 473. So they still, I think, are trying to figure it out. They need food. They need water. They've got hygiene problems. They need medical supplies. You know, it was a Cat 4 storm. So it was devastating what happened in Haiti. And I've seen a lot of pictures, and yeah, I mean, just places are ripped up, furniture strewn, whatever furniture there was all over the place, water, standing water in houses, and, you know, you got people in shelters, they say like 175,000 people. Not that they weren't already having problems, but, I mean, this was right in the wake of the storm, so, as you can imagine, even worse than originally thought. It didn't look good because it was so, so close. And that's exactly it. Because of the proximity to the eye and whatnot, it was just, you know, again, just terribly, terribly pervasive in what it did, its damage to so many people. As for North Carolina, I'll throw this tidbit in. I got a couple of emails about this asking me after I had said stuff about the flood, what was happening. One from Ray, one from Joseph, and one from Kevin. So I'm just going to address it all at once. What did I know about the flooding? The flooding was bad. I mean, there are a lot of rescue efforts that have been so successful, thank goodness, from people to dogs to whatever. But, you know, it's going to linger for days. It's just that kind of a bad, because the dam's bursting, eight of them in different counties, so that the water is just slow to recede. I saw a picture today of some people on their front porch, and right outside of their front porch is just all water. But they were back. I mean, they were back in their house. And then I saw a picture of, it looked like some sort of company. They had a bunch of vans and stuff, and they were all covered in water. They were just completely flooded. There was a bridge at the Tar River in Greenville, North Carolina. The bridge was closed because it flooded, and, you know, about 1,000 people came out to pray for the people who were missing or who had died. I mean, it's bad. I mean, it's bad. Cars covered, houses abandoned, water very slow, 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 slow to recede. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Jump back on the campaign trail and give you the latest takeaways from that. So let's flush this out a little bit. Trump all over Paul Ryan, still the Speaker of the House. So now he's, besides Hillary Clinton, favorite target, or one of them anyway. And Trump is taking no prisoners on the Ryan thing and saying he's part of the problem. He says he's part of the sinister deal, specifically is the words that he used as he was campaigning and is tweeting things like that out and whatnot. And of course, there's no response from Paul Ryan, because he said he will not endorse him, basically, that he was going to work on what's happening at the Capitol and that was it. And he wasn't going to campaign and can't condone his words. And so now there's no question he is absolutely fair game for Trump. Now, this is interesting because you have John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, who said, I'm voting for Trump. He said the Supreme Court decisions are vital. So it's clear the direction I'm going. He says he disagrees with Trump on many issues, but he supports him over Democrat Hillary Clinton because of Trump's promise to nominate conservative justices to the Supreme Court. And this is true. As you think about who's going to be the next president, the Supreme Court justice thing really hangs in the balance because the justices are going to serve 20, 30, 40 years. They'll have the biggest impact any president will have on our society and the economy. So if it's Clinton, it's Clinton. If it's Trump, it's Trump, obviously. But Boehner said he expects Republicans to hold on to control of the House of Representatives, and voters more than ever this year will be paying attention to down, what they call down ballot races. And Boehner said, I think we're going to see more ticket splitting than we've ever seen in an election, where people typically would go in, vote for president, might not even vote in a congressional race. They will absolutely be voting this time around. But I don't think that's a surprise. I think he's absolutely 100% right on that. There will be a lot of people doing that voting where sometimes they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have done that. In Michigan, the Detroit News poll says Clinton has widened her lead over Trump in that state. The Detroit News survey of likely voters was taken after the presidential debate this past weekend. Clinton had 42.2%, Trump 30.6%, Libertarian Aware's Aleppo, Gary Johnson 10.3%, Green Party Jill Stein 4.6%. These are just polls, right? Then we've got Kellyanne Conway, who is Trump's campaign manager, who said, as she's doing a lot of interviews, said, listen, CNN is cherry-picking their comments. Cherry-picking their comments. And she was on, pretty much sparring with the anchor, Brianna Keeler, over the coverage of Trump. Keeler was guest hosting the Situation Room. She asked Kellyanne Conway about the accusations of this former Teen USA contestant that Trump walked in on contestants when some of them were topless or naked when he owned the pageant. She said she had no way of knowing what happened in 2001 and is working on Trump's current campaign. She also pressed Conway on charges in a speech earlier in the day that Hillary Clinton should be jailed because that's what Trump said. And Conway said the comment was a small portion of a much larger speech. And that's when she accused CNN of selectively, mind you, covering less important aspects of Trump's campaign. So I think everybody's a little hot at this point over what's happening, right? That's what it seems like to me. And she's pretty well spoken and can think quickly on her feet. So when she's throwing a curveball, she knows how to knock it down. By the way, a lot of athletes are commenting on Trump saying that it was locker room talk, including King James. LeBron James said, that's trash talk, when he was asked. He said, that's not locker room talk, it's trash talk. James said, we don't disrespect women in no shape or fashion in our locker rooms. We don't say that kind of stuff. That never comes up. LeBron James said, look, I got a mother-in-law, a wife, a mom, a daughter. Those conversations just go on in our locker room. He said the types of conversations that happen are about sports highlights, family, game strategy, that kind of stuff. James, of course, recently signed a 3-year deal worth, ready for this, $100 million with the Cavaliers. And in full disclosure, he definitely supports Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, for president. So he's made no secret of that when he was asked that question, but other athletes have been asked the question and are coming up with similar answers. That there's sure a lot of things they discuss in the locker room, but it's not what they're terming what was going on with Trump. But, to me, again, it doesn't matter what we call it or what's being said. It's a question of what's the reaction to that, and how is the further fervor still there or not? Is it there or not? A couple of other quickies, too, to get in here that are part of the buzz happening in the land. I mentioned the Wells CEO resigning. That's effective immediately, and it's not a surprise because it's, he was somebody that became larger than life and had really no answers for what was happening at Wells Fargo. They've got this customer account scandal that's ridiculous. And the idea of him saying, I've been deeply committed and focused on managing the company through this period. I've decided it's best that I step aside. Of course, it's best that he step aside. 34 years he was with the company. 34 years. But because it's just so big, opening 1.5 million phony bank and credit card accounts without customer consent. Wow. Going all the way back to 2011. Customers unaware of the fraudulent accounts that were created in their name until they were charged unexpected fees or got credit or debit cards in the mail they didn't request. Brutal. How are you supposed to trust the banking industry when stuff like that's happening? So of course he had to resign. Are you kidding me? How could he stay as the CEO? He couldn't. I'm surprised it took as long as it did and wasn't almost overnight completely. It's the only way it makes sense. They can't have him continue to be the face. Just can't have that. By the way, good news, if your phone is on fire because you have a Samsung 7, they're going to destroy every single Note 7 on the planet, supposedly. How are they going to do that? They're going to have, the burning of Sosobra. They're going to just have a big Burning Man party. Can you imagine? Global recall. But this time, rather than swapping out the problems, refurbishing them, and trying to salvage the phone, they're going to completely kill it off. The motherboard is not good in these phones. If you have one, get to the store fast. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage on the-